Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all feeling tonight, man? I hope y'all feel like real men and women should. I know I am. And so we're going to get this thing off the ground. We're going to get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get it, man. Show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R, the Daily Go Get It Mism Show, all up in your area, feeling like a real man should, and hoping that y'all get it understood, that y'all should feel real good, like real men and women should. So, it's the DG Show Friday night. Here it is, first day of Scorpio. Libra, y'all had a nice little run. It wasn't bad, but them little bugs, them little stinging bugs are kicking in the door. It's going to be hot for sure. Oh, shit. It won't be the same no more. Scorpio. Show no shame. Rock it, baby. What up, Scorpios? Let's see what y'all got to say this year. You know what I mean? Y'all got a chance to be the hottest. To be the hottest during y'all time. Y'all got a chance. You know what I mean? The Rona done messed it up for everybody. Y'all got a chance to say, nah, man. We ain't no Rona. Rona my ass. You know what I mean? I'm a Scorpio and I turn it up and I make sure that I'm ready to go. Who ready to say who? 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 What else, Scorpios? All right. But tonight. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about a high threshold for pain, for our pain, I should say. high threshold for our pain, black pain. You know what I mean? Put our cards on the table. We're talking about black pain. Y'all know that there is a lot of black pain out there. And people think that it's cliche. People think that we're just saying that when we say that, you know, there's a lot of black pain out there. Like, we just belly aching, always complaining about something, never satisfied, always going back to slavery, always talking about what we don't have, always talking about this, that. No, this shit is real. This shit is real. We have been put through a lot, and we're still being put through a lot, and it's generational, and it turns over from generation to generation to generation to generation, and it ain't right. And it even goes into stereotypes that live out in real life, and it's fucked up. Do y'all know that a lot of healthcare workers surveyed that work in hospitals think that black people can take more pain than white people? Which, or than other people. They think that we're some kind of supermen, superwomen, or whatever. So they are less likely to administer pain medication to relieve our pain when we are in surgery, when we are hurt, when we are in emergency room. You think I'm playing? This is real shit. Yeah. Yeah, white people think that black people can just take it. So, you know, if we get shot and it don't kill us, it's like, well, yeah, they've been known to get shot and live to talk about it, you know, like 50 Cent, you know, like Tupac. Only when you shoot them really hard. It's like, only when you shoot them really hard do they die. Other than that, you know, I've never seen people get shot so often and live to tell about, like, yo. So they really think there are some people who have those types of bigoted stereotypes towards us, and they believe that we can just take the pain. So I guess in a way, if you look at it objectively, it almost makes sense. We endured 500 years of slavery. We endured Jim Crow. We endured racism. We endured Jim Crow violence. We endured the violence leading up to the civil rights struggle. We endure pain today. Unjust legal system that demonizes us and puts us in jail in way more disproportionate numbers than any other culture. You know, and anybody who has been to jail for any significant time knows that that's not the place to be. And people consider you to be like a strong man when you make it through without losing your mind or losing your body. And, you know, plenty of people do get killed in jail. So when I ask the question of do other cultures have a high threshold of pain for us, I'm asking, really, like, do other cultures cry for us? Do they feel our pain? And I think that the answer is probably overwhelmingly no. Even when you see evidence that may be to the contrary, like when you see white people screaming Black Lives Matter, if you look behind all of that, you see that, wait a minute, they're not really talking about like Black Lives Matter. A lot of them are really just using Black Lives Matter as a smokescreen to be able to tear shit up and do a lot of anti-government things. Not that I'm against anti-government things to a certain degree for our people, but when we are exploited for other people's advances while we still stay at the bottom, well, yeah, I think I'm going to feel some kind of way. Hey, hey, hey. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. This tea right here, this is Mullen, this is Dandelion, this is Red Clover. That's what I'm going to be drinking tonight. Yeah, you know I'm going to drink it tonight. Yes, I will. And that's honey at the bottom. That's honey at the bottom. It's settled. I had to squeeze it all up in there. So no sugar in here. It's a lime in there, as you can see. That's a lime. That's a lime too. With lemon, medicine. So that's how it's going down on Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Let me shout out my people. Let me shout out my people for coming through. You know what I'm saying? T. Carrie Wright is all up in the place. I can do it. T. Carrie Wright. coming through for the day and the night. It's so good to have you in my sights. Yes, it is. It's Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? How you feeling, Moxie? I ain't even going to go into that other thing. You know what I'm saying? That ain't going to be you. And Annette Davis, the number one. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on? Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it. Emily. What's going on? Good to see me. Some you. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? What's going on, my brother? Good to see you. Be more all up in your area. You know what I mean? Be more all up in your area. You know what I'm saying? Baltimore Ravens whoop up. I mean, they didn't really whoop our ass. I mean, we lost by 2 points, but we really should have beat them. But they either that or they really should have whooped our ass way worse than that. Brandy Jones! What up, B? You know what I'm saying? Brandy J, I was in the house, you know what I'm saying? I wanna be down, you know what I mean? The boy is mine, you know what I mean? Yo, tell Monica, I said, what's up? I said, y'all made up, that's good shit. And that shit too hot, I ain't gonna fuck with that. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming out. It's always good to see you. Make sure you get a shout out. And you think I won't, you think I will, you think I... Yo, YS Books, you know? Yvette Stokes all up in here. How you feeling, Yvette? So, like I said, you know, other cultures, I'm wondering, like, you know, do other cultures feel our pain? Because when we get to fighting for our injustices, as you can see, they don't really seem to be able to feel our pain. They seem to have a high threshold for our pain. So for the police brutality that is inflicted upon us, and not just police brutality, anytime we are in a situation where we are being, where we are having violence inflicted against us, it seems like other cultures seem to have a high threshold of pain for us. So we get our head beat in, and people are asking, well, what did he do to get his head beat in? Yeah, he must have been resisting arrest. Well, what was he getting arrested for? I don't know what he was getting arrested for, but you know, when a cop accosts you and, you know, just submit to his will and everything should be okay. See, they have a high threshold for our pain. They have a very low threshold for our justice. I'm sorry. A very low threshold for our injustice. High threshold for our pain, but very low threshold for our injustice, you know. So we get thrown to the wolves like it ain't shit. We get locked up in disproportionate numbers. And the reason why I keep the reason why that's the third time I've said that is this: when first of all, let me explain to y'all what disproportionate to our population means. All right, when you look at the population of Black people that are in jail, first of all, there are more white people in jail than there are Black people. Let's get that clear. There are more white people in jail than there are Black people. However, there are more white people out of jail than there are Black people. So there are more white people in the population. So let's say if you believe what the census says, then Black people only make up 13% of the population of the United States. 13 measly percent, right? So they say that we're somewhere around, somewhere between 25 million and 30 million of us. My people believe that there are 50 million of us. I believe that there may be 50 million of us. There may be even more. But you know how we treat the census. They've had to demand that we, they've had to physically come around and make us fill out the census because they know that we have very little trust for the census. We figure, oh, they're just trying to find a way to know where we are as if they don't know already. Well, they're trying to find a way to take away our services, our benefits. They're going to cut our stamps off. They're going to find out that we got 6 people living up in the projects when it was only supposed to be 4. And they're going to take away our project apartment and we ain't going to have no place no more. Okay. Carol Chamber, let me favor. I say, Carol Chamber, let me favor. Favorita, how you feeling, ma? high threshold for our pain. But I also want to talk about pain, period, yo. On a personal side, I want to talk about pain. Like, how? What is your threshold for pain? Like, you know, if you get a paper cut, you know how irritating a paper cut can be. Are you the type of person that if you cut yourself, if you see blood, you faint or you immediately start crying even if the shit don't hurt? You know, have you ever cut yourself and didn't bleed until you actually looked at it and you was cut bad, but you was so busy, in the mix and all of that shit, you wasn't bleeding. You turn around like, oh my fucking goodness, I've cut my finger off. And all of a sudden the shit starts running like a sieve. Like on some cartoon shit. It don't start, like it's like walking off a cliff, but you don't fall down till you look down like. Well, feel our pain. Feel your pain. We're going to talk about pain. Pain, pain, baby, pain. And whether other people can feel our pain, because I have a real, real funny feeling that they don't feel our pain. And they're not concerned about our pain. So a lot of times we're marching and protesting and fighting for almost for nothing. We're fighting for something, but we're fighting for something that's not going to come. We're going to get put on the back burner again, sir. This shit ain't going to work out right, yo. Shit ain't gonna work out right. But still we rise. Still we rise. Brandy J says, truth, there has been recent studies that patients in sickle cell crisis can handle the pain and think they are drug seeking. Now you know only black people get sickle cell anemia. Only black people get sickle cell anemia. No other race of people get sickle cell anemia. I'm not even sure if African blacks get sickle cell. It seems to be an American black disease or condition or syndrome. When your blood platelets are not round the way they're supposed to be, they're shaped like this, like a sickle. Like a sickle. A little hook. And it ain't supposed to be like that. Sickle cell anemia patients endure a lot of pain while they're alive, and they don't live long. They really just don't. For all my hip hop fans, if you like Mobb Deep and you remember Prodigy from Mobb Deep, had sickle cell anemia. He spent a lot of his youth in the hospital, and they say he died from it. Some people think he was murdered because, you know, he was very enlightened. But nonetheless, he had sickle cell. And when at the time of his death, he had been treated recently for sickle cell. Yeah. People close to me, not my blood family members, but people that were like family to me, suffered from sickle cell. It's a terrible thing. I've lost people to sickle cell, definitely. People on my block, I lost 3 people on my street to sickle cell. From 2 different families. So, like, do other people really think that black people can, you know, do they really think that we feel pain? Because when you don't think that a person is really hurt, you'll treat them as such. You'll treat them like, well, it ain't no real big thing because, you know, you cool. Like, you don't hurt like I would hurt if I was afflicted with what you're afflicted with. So they may not feel a reason to treat you. They may not feel a reason to treat you with pain medication, with compassion, with care, with attention, with time, with herbs, with medicine. They may not feel the need to do that, or they may give it to you in such low doses that it may not be effective in any way. It's not a good look. So they can't feel our pain. Meanwhile, we feel our pain. Black people know how black people hurt. When we watch the news and we see our brothers and our sisters being murdered, going missing because of human trafficking and shit like that. We know those people.
We're in those communities. We've been around those families. We hear those cries. So when I say, you know, not worth crying over, because that's part of the title. The title is, high threshold for our pain. Not worth crying over. Not worth crying over. And once again, there's so many different ways we can flip that. Not worth crying over. You know, because we can feel some pain sometimes that may not be worth crying over. Like, you know, it hurts, but you know what I mean? It's a flesh wound. I can take that. Shit, some people can't take a flesh wound. They'd be like, Particularly people born under the sign of Aries. Aries can't take no pain. They can give out some, though. Fuck you up. But they can't take no pain. A motherfucker stump their toe and be like, oh my God, I'm going to die. They go to the dentist and be like, oh, fuck. My brother my older brother is an Aries, born April 11th, and he also was an infantry army ranger, so he really learned how to fight. All he did was infantry, like he didn't have no other skill in the army. Strictly, you know. Killing, fighting and shit. So he almost got kicked out of the army because he had to go to the dentist. He went to the dentist and he said that the dentist was hurting him, and he fucking knocked the dentist out, fucked him up. Real shit. Divine intervention. The dentist wind up dying of an unrelated injury, an unrelated illness. Died before they could court-martial my brother. So they dropped all the charges. He didn't even have to get a dishonorable discharge. But imagine you being a dentist, you working on the boy's teeth, and he like, ow, this shit fucking hurt, ow, ow, pussy, boop, 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 and it was probably PTSD that made him do it, when you really think about it. But he fucked that dentist up. He fucked him up. I don't think he just gave him a two-piece. He probably made sure that dentist needed dentistry. So shit happens. Nonetheless, born under the sign of Aries, they don't really take pain very well. So, and that's not a stereotype. If you go into astrological health, they'll actually tell you, like, yeah, Aries, you can't take no pain. So, yeah, they're like, ow, ow, ow. Now, y'all think about your Aries friend. Y'all probably be like, oh, damn, you're right. Tisha didn't take no pain for shit. And Jay was strong as shit, smart as shit, hardworking as shit. But let that motherfucker, you know what I mean? Let him bend his finger playing basketball or something. He'd be like, ah, I'm out for the season. So let's keep moving. But nonetheless, we feel our pain. We feel our pain. We understand the physical pain and the emotional pain. But some of us have grown up in households where we were raised so rigid, just under such stringent conditions that we were taught never to cry over pain. And let me ask y'all a question. Do you cry over pain? Physical pain. Like when you get hurt, do you cry? I don't. I'll cry over emotional pain. Like, oh, man. Yo. Carol got the Rona. No, she got asthma and shit. By the way, Carol said, let me fight for you. She had the Rona. But I've endured a lot of physical pain over my life, and I was like, that shit ain't really worth crying for. Like, I would cry probably if I thought it would work, but this shit don't work. I'm like, look, I need the pain gone. You know, some of us are big babies when we get hurt. But the thing is, when I say I'm hurt, that shit really fucking hurts. Like, I'll be like, yo, if you can feel this shit, like, this is bad. Like, sometimes, like, for the past few years, I've had back pain every now and then. Shit flares up. I'm like, yo, this shit hurt bad, son. Bad. DK Wright says, there was a time when other cultures didn't feel Black American pain, but they felt apartheid pain. They signed up in large groups to be missionaries. Meanwhile, charity begins at home. I know, T. Carrie Wright, I feel your pain. And I felt that pain. You know what I'm saying? But over here, when it says, but the felt apartheid pain. It says, but the. And I know you meant they. I know for a fact that you meant they felt apartheid pain. Like they, not the. Not like, you know. You know, it's like, you know. Okay. We talking about sickle cell anemia. Why as books, you said Africans get sickle cell? Interesting. So it's a brown thing. A brown thing. Okay. Let me see about that. Let me see about this. Do Africans suffer from sickle cell anemia?
According to NCBI, NIH, sickle cell disease is common throughout much of sub-Saharan Africa, affecting up to 3% of births in some parts of the continent.
God damn. They said much of it. Up to 3% births? Now, it says here that sickle cell disease can affect people of any race or ethnicity. Since when? Sickle cell disease, an inherited disorder of red blood cells, is more common in African Americans in the U.S., compared to other ethnicities, occurring in approximately 1 in 365 African Americans. I have never fucking heard of no white people getting no sickle cell anemia. And if y'all have heard it, y'all let me know. Show me. And then we gonna do a little ancestry test on them. Cause you ain't nah, son. It says, sickle cell is more common in certain ethnic groups, including people of African descent, including African Americans, among whom 1 in 12, God damn, carries a sickle cell gene. Hispanic Americans, that's Black too, from Central and South America, people of Middle Eastern, Asian, Indian, Mediterranean. Where are the Europeans? Like, if they don't got it, guess who invented it? Shit. Okay. And then David says they be acting like the chokehold is going to hurt them more than it hurts us. Good looking out on that, Wyatt's books. Carol Chamberlain said, that's not a funny feeling, that's facts. I'm just saying. Thanks for liking the show, y'all. Thanks for sharing the show. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Don't forget to hit that like button, hit the 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 like button.
Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane, with fame. What's going on? The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. Beauty I cannot see. T. Carrie Wright says, they can't deduce whether or not we can feel pain because most of them aren't concerned with our physical, mental, or emotional pain. Exactly. That's why I say they have a high threshold for our pain. Yeah, they can take our pain. That's right. T-Boz. T. Carrie Wright mentioned T-Boz. Always sick with that shit. And the women are highly discouraged from having children. It's a wrap. I knew a 23-year-old. She wasn't even 23. Maybe she was 23. Okay, let's say she was 22. She was 22. Either 22 or 23. My homegirl lived on my block. That was my little shorty. Died of sickle cell anemia. We was fucked up over that. Yeah, that was my homie. That was a minute ago, too. Okay. Her name was Donna. Rest in peace, Donna, young Donna. Thinking about it now, her son is like grown. That was like 18 years ago. T.K. Wright says, my airy son will fall all the way out over a splinter. Look, I ain't going to lie to y'all. So Jones says, grown men get laughed and clowned because they laughed at and clowned because they scared of needles. I think being scared of needles is some bitch ass shit. I will clown this shit out. I'm like, what do you, what? Nigga, you got heroin addicts. Yo. And I wouldn't feel that way if needles actually hurt. They don't hurt. And I've never been hurt when I went to the dentist. I mean, they shoot you up with the anesthesia. That's the part I actually hurt. I would rather deal with the pain rather than feeling like my mouth is doing this. Yeah, man, I just had a good root canal done today and shit. And I don't know. I hope my mouth get better. Do my mouth look funny? And your mouth don't even really be doing that, but it feels like it is. Anyway, yeah, man, you know, like, I hope this shit wear off, you know, come sometime soon and shit, because I'm hungry. I feel I got to get something to eat in a minute. But I don't want to eat with my mouth like this and shit. I don't even know if I can chew. This shit feel crazy. This is a little crazy motherfucking shit. It's real crazy. So all y'all men out there that's scared of needles, y'all got to get past that shit. All y'all men that's scared of dentists and shit, y'all got to get past that. Now, because people be lying. You know, that needle was this big. I ain't never seen a needle this big. And the needle part don't never be that big. It wouldn't even fit in your damn arm. They making it sound like they scissoring through your ass. The actual needle part is like this. I don't care. It don't matter how big the syringe part is. I'm saying, though, this shit count, though, oh. And they probably counting the syringe with the plunger out. I'm saying it's long. With the needles. You know, who did I hear bitching about needles? Fucking punk-ass Snoop Doggy Dog. And that's not really surprising, is it? If you really think about Snoop Dogg, I can't feel his pain. Long hair. He has worn his hair like a girl over the years, talked all that gangster shit in the beginning, but he been girly ever since. That's why I can't condone too much weed smoking, because it does make men seem soft after a while. And motherfuckers can deny it all they want. But if you know somebody that smoke weed all the time, you'll notice, you'll start seeing the bitch in them. Some people call it peace. Yeah, they peaceful, you know, like when you smoke weed, you're peaceful. Now you bitchful. You bitchful. You start, the feminine side start coming out. You need to start taking a more man drug. You need to start, you know, ingesting a more masculine type of substance. Go sniff some coke. That'll give you testosterone. That'll raise your testosterone levels.
You ain't never seen nobody sniff coke or smoke crack and be like, ah, ah. But Snoop, long ass hair, shit. You know, he done pressed his hair before. You know what I mean? Put fucking beads and rubber bands and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck is you doing? All skinny and shit. Voice, hey, yeah. You know what I mean? The older he get, the higher his voice get. It's Snoop D-O-double-G. It's the Snoop D-O-double-G. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. And then he in the hospital like, ooh, no needles. Ooh. It was on his reality show. The Doghouse. That corny ass shit. Where he smoked no weed on the show. I was like, this show corny. No needles. I'm scared of needles. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody want to see that shit. So anyway. Yeah, if you scared of needles, you can best believe you should not let me know. You'll probably be wanting to rumble me. you might be wanting to rumble me, like. And that David says he's lucky because the military don't play that shit. The dentist must have been black. No, he was actually white. He was white. He was white and he was like a colonel. He was like a fucking colonel. Yo, no bullshit. He was high ranking. I believe he was a colonel. He got lucky. Beauty, I can not see Cherry talking about some Scorpios or soldiers. Scorpios are bugs. They are little baby lobsters. Little baby lobsters with a stinging tail. They are weird looking. And I saw a video with a crab fighting a lobster, and the crab won. Now, how do you explain that? You let a cancer beat you? That cancer had him, too. He had his little, you know how scorpions, they got those little cell, like, look like little beads put together and shit. You know what I mean? They was going at it. And you know the cancer, or should I say, the crab got more legs. He's like, yo, I'm about to put my shell on him. He just caught him. Scorpio was like, yo, get off me. Cancer was like, nah. You know once the cancer gets you in his grip, he ain't letting go. I got you. Got you, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Who's the most powerful, most secretive sign in the zodiac now, Wardy? That's how it happened in the video. Don't be mad. Don't be mad. Use BS's higher rhythm. All right. Let's keep it moving. High threshold for our pain. Other cultures having a high threshold for our pain. Ours. When we hurt. No, Rona, no cry. Yeah, don't let Carol get the Rona. She's, and speaking of Carol, she says, no physical pain I can handle. And Omar, don't put that out in the universe about the Rona. I'm not putting no... Listen, you can't get Rona by putting it out there in the universe. You can only get it out there by not wearing a mask and somebody else putting it out there in the universe. By having a sick ass out there right in the middle of your... right up in your face. Breathing, hugging, and shit. Wise Book says, you should know better than to test my intelligence. Well, intelligence means learning ability. So it has nothing to do with the information that you have. Now, see, if you would have said, you should know better than to test my knowledge. So you can be intelligent and don't even know shit yet because it's just your ability to grasp concepts and to hold knowledge. It's your ability to learn. And since we're on the topic, you said I should know better than to test your intelligence. That should be intelligence. Just saying. You know, I got this little English thing going on. You know, it's hard for me to get past it. You know, no, not a grammar Nazi, but definitely a punctuation panther. But we good, Zach. You know what I'm saying? You good. Still need more information. Brandy Jones says, never heard of whites with sickle cell. And I've never seen it. If it's there, show me. Never seen that. Brandy Jones says, at the end of the day, there are some that ain't never going to feel pain for blacks. Many underlying reasons for racism. See, blacks are lesser than them. You name it. But when you don't think that somebody can feel pain, whether it's physical or emotional, then it may give you the green light to mistreat them. You know, that's why, you know, like when everybody be running around here talking about, I don't give a fuck, IDGAF, IDGAF, IDGAF. See, you could fuck around and be like the boy who cried wolf, talking all that IDGAF all the time. It's like, all right, well, you don't give a fuck, right? You don't care about nothing. So nothing really matters to you. Everything rolls off your back like water on a duck, right? Okay. Well, since if that's the case, then I can keep throwing darts at you. And no matter how many times I hit the bullseye on your ass, it ain't going to really hurt because you don't give a fuck and you don't feel no pain and it don't matter, right? Then it comes out that we only saying I don't give a fuck as a defense mechanism because we know that we really do give a fuck. We know that we really do get our feelings hurt. We know that we do really feel pain. We know that we really do feel it when we are mistreated and when we are disrespected and when we are disconcerted and when we are shoved aside like we don't matter and when we are treated as if we are second class citizens or when we aren't included in things, even amongst the people that we include in things that we do all the time. When we are not looked out for, when we look out for people all the time. Think about how black people do. Black people get locked out of shit, pushed out of shit, and even get explained out of shit, and we take it on the chin like, okay, I understand that I can't go to this white function because there are going to be white people there who don't like black people, and I don't want to be uncomfortable around them. So we'll appease that. We'll actually make concessions in our mind about being excluded from certain events because there are white people there who don't like us. But with our own people, we will not excuse that. What the fuck you mean? You think you better than me? Or nobody want to be around y'all bum ass niggas anyway. And that's why I'm not inviting you to my shit. Or when it comes to the things that we do, functions that we throw or hold, and we think that when we have white people there, it upgrades our function. Like, oh, now we had an integrated function. See, white people come out, they fucks with me like that. I got it like that. You dumb motherfucker. They don't feel your pain. Now, no, but don't get me wrong, because I'm not saying that the white people that are in your family or white people that you are close with, friends with, some of y'all have best friends that are white people. Okay. And they may feel your pain. But on the real, do they really feel your pain? I mean, just on some real shit. They may acknowledge you as a human being, which is big. I mean, it's really huge for us because we have had to get used to treatment as if we are subhuman. And we have accepted that, many of us. We have straight accepted it. It's ugly. Ugly. So we get pain all over the fucking place. And as soon as we start complaining about it or mentioning it, bringing it up, people like, oh, here you go with that belly aching bullshit. Man up. Everybody goes through things. That was a long time ago. Damn, T.K., right? Lorenz Tate has, damn. I didn't know that. Damn. Old dog? Damn. Lorenz Tate is a very good actor. I gotta give it to him. I like him. I've liked him in every role I've ever seen him play, especially in Dead Presidents. A lot of people be fronting on the movie Dead Presidents. That was a dope movie. I don't care what nobody say. Had a lot of replay value. I watch Dead Presidents every time it comes on. Hell of a soundtrack. Hell of a soundtrack. It was a good movie, Dead Presidents. And I went to go see Dead Presidents in a movie. I did not expect it to be what it was. Best performance I've ever seen Chris Tucker had. Very believable. That's right, Brandy J. We need a more manly drug. We need a more masculine drug. That weed is making pussies out of these niggas. And I'm not even bullshitting, and I'm not taking that back. Them weed smoking motherfuckers be acting like bitches, and they be thinking like bitches too. Serious. Plus they drive Altimas. You know any man that drives a Nissan Altima? Mad suspect. That's why they be like, that's my wife's car. Like, oh yeah, that's your wife's car. What you drive, a Sentra? You Toyota Tercel driving ass niggas, yeah. She do it, son. Yo, you gotta drive a Maxima, son. You can't drive no Altima. The Altima is the girl max. You gotta drive that, man. You gotta spend that extra money. That's that extra money. Okay. Damn, and I'm sorry about the buffering. I'm sorry about the buffering. Sorry about the suffering. I had enough of them. Oh, shit. I forgot to tell y'all. Y'all know that y'all can call into the show. But all of y'all who don't know, don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. But you can call into this show, Totally Uncensored Show. Express your passion in any form or fashion. You can say it how you feel it and mean it. I mean it. Yo, you come through, you dust it off and clean it. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. It's a daily go get a miserable show all up in your area. You know what I'm saying? We feeling like real men and real women shit. If you want to cuss, you want to curse, you want to swear, you can do it right here. I'ma be like, hell yeah. If you wanna yell, wanna scream, wanna holler, you can do it that way. Free, no dollars involved. All problems will be solved. At least they will be addressed. You can talk that shit and be blessed. And as we proceed to give you what you need, we making sure that you don't bleed. We don't want no more pain. We just trying to talk it up with each other. Bust it up, no strings. And I'm going to tell you one thing for sure. We going to do this shit tomorrow. We going to do it some more. And the next day, next day, next day after that, we don't take no days off. And we never be real soft because we don't smoke too much weed. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway. Shout out to my people that's using the medicinal marijuana. Y'all recreational marijuana motherfuckers trying to say that y'all medicating yourselves because y'all have made yourselves believe that high THC containing as recreational weed that y'all smoking, like the chronic and the kush, like the kush in the hydro, that blueberry you smoking. Like, that has medicinal properties. Like, you do. Oh, no, the fuck it don't. Only medicine they got in there is making your ass high the mother. Okay. Emily Dunlap says, I close my eyes and tell them not to tell me when they stick me. Just do it. You probably told your husband to do that shit. Okay, don't say nothing. Go ahead. You do it? Now, let's stop fucking with you. Let's stop fucking. Eugene Emily. Dunlap in the house of city, Emily. My fault. No, I'm playing though. I'm playing. Hallelujah. 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 God bless the child. God bless the child that don't run when they see the dick coming. God bless the child. It's okay. It's okay, Mom. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. It's gonna be y'all bright Friday night, yo. When this shit is mad tight, it's gonna get greasy. We gonna get easy. Everything is gonna be okay, yo. Just act, relax, and chill. Yo, let me put my will. Yeah, yeah, yo, submit. Yo, everything is gonna be all right. We stay legit. Yo, the time has come. You know how we go. Yo, when I say the time has come, speaking of come, right? like, Shorty thought that I would succumb, but I never succumb. I never succumb. One thing you want to make sure you don't do is succumb too fast. Don't succumb quick. It's bad for your reputation. Oh, you succumb already? We will never speak of this again. All right. 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 Carol Chamberlain says, speaking of needles, I had the biggest one when they drew fluid off my lungs. Talk about pain. Wow. Yeah. Now. Yeah. Now, when they, that's different. That's much, much different. Much, much different. TK Wright says, other cultures will embrace our pain. Once our pain somehow spills over and affects them. But the only thing about it is when you use affects there, that's the affects with the A. See, it affects. See, that's E-F-F-E-C-T. That's like cause and effect. Like, it's like the result. But when you affect, that means that, you know, other people can feel it, that it has affected you. Like, dude coughed, he had the Rona, and you were affected by it because you got the Rona. But I know you know that. It was just a little, these autocorrects don't have they don't know the grammar. Annette Davis says, blacks sometimes don't think other blacks feel pain. No, they know they feel pain. They just don't give a fuck. Unfortunately, Annette, black people give less of a fuck about black people than any other people. And it shows. It shows. And I'm not saying that we all feel that way or do that. But you know that there is some validity to it because, yeah. Beauty, I cannot see. Sherry says, whites can't relate to my pain. They can't. They can't. They don't understand the rollover of our cultural pain. Oh man, it's like the black, it's fucked up, but it's also a metaphor. Blacks do have a high threshold for pain. Think about it. We always talking about, the struggle is real. I'm in the struggle. And we don't even respect people who don't seem to be in the struggle anymore. We've gotten so used to the pain, we don't even understand what it would be like not to feel it anymore. You know what I mean? What would it be like to live in comfort? What would it be like to live in freedom? What would it be like to live without racism and discrimination? What would it be like to be able to do whatever you want to do as long as you're not breaking any laws, rules, or hurting anyone else? What would it be like? What would it be like to be able to say whatever you want to say, express yourself freely? We don't know. We don't know anything about that. We can't even fathom it. We're so used to being hurt, being accosted, being reprimanded, suffering the consequences of our actions. And sometimes we just go ahead and suffer the consequences or prepare ourselves for the consequences more. And that even more solidifies and validates the fact that we do have a high threshold for pain. You know what I'm saying? Poverty. Pain. Poverty is pain, baby. You know, poverty is as painful as cancer. Because when you live in poverty, you cannot do the things that you want to do. You cannot be free and be impoverished. You cannot be free and be impoverished. But it's okay, because even if you're black, even when you are affluent, when you're black, you still have no concept of what freedom is. But we think we do. No, freedom is in the mind, and it is. I'll give them that. But most people don't really have that concept down. They know that it's in the mind, and they'll just go ahead and leech onto that. Or latch onto that. Like, yeah, freedom is in the mind, and I've been free. I ain't no slave. Like, okay. That's why you separate yourself from your brothers and your sisters? No, I separate them because, you know, they on that bullshit. Mm. Well, only a slave would think that his brother and sister are on some bullshit. And only a slave would give up the fight and run away from a situation where his brothers and sisters would still have to stay behind and suffer. Only a slave would do that, and only the slave mentality makes us do that. But we do have a high threshold for pain. We do believe that pain is part of our existence. That's why we be like, the struggle is real. You know what I mean? That's why we say things like, no matter how rich you get or whatever you do, you still a nigga. Because it's true. And society has made sure that it's true. And they have made sure that it rolls over from generation to generation to generation to generation. You know, it's so funny how this society doesn't want to fully acknowledge the effects of slavery as it relates to our people today. When they do psychological studies, like when they know, for example, a fairly recent example with 9/11, they know how many people are going to be who were directly affected, and for how long they will be affected by what they saw with 9/11. They know that. Psychologists know that. They know that anybody who bore witness to that up close, they know that horror. That horror, that terrorism. Regardless of who did it, the terrorism of the act, know how long it will affect people. The generation to come. Yeah, you want to see slavery under the rug, like the effects of that don't roll over from generation to generation. People who had their whole, even if you acknowledge that we lost our language, our religion, our God, and our culture, even with all of that, when you consider the fact that we did have to lose that, and with those things, you have nothing. What do you expect the next? What do you have to give to your offspring when you have had those things stripped from you? What do you have to give? Like, black people, we think we can just start all over from where we are right now. As if we are in any condition to start anything. We're barely in a condition to continue. So, Annette, yeah, we don't feel our own pain a lot of times. Now I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're kind of right. Cal Chamberlain says, I'll get over slavery when whites get over the Holocaust. Well, see, all whites didn't suffer the Holocaust, only the Jews. And because Jews control the media, they say, well, we're never going to get over it, and neither are you, because we're going to push the issue. Why? Because we own all of the movie studios, and we own all of the goddamn networks. So guess what? You're going to get this work. You're going to get this historical work. But we ain't going to be good. And unfortunately, people like Tyler Perry don't push that in, that kind of envelope. But let's keep it moving. Wise Book says, smart, but you know we on phones. I know. And by the way, that's smart ass. Anyway, Brandy says, love Dead President. Soundtrack was the bottom. I'm trying to say, what? Brandy, can you tell him? I'm telling you, man. I mean, people be trying to front on Dead President. Dead President. Dead President. That is not the Ultimas again. Listen, man, I don't make up the rules. I only enforce them. You know what I mean? Let the soft-ass, ultimate driving-ass niggas come around you talking shit, cat. Yeah, I mean, don't let them, when you tell them don't get their panties in a bunch, they be like, how the fuck how did she know that? My wife told again. Fucking bitch. That bitch. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Cap J was talking about this ain't no damn English class. Yes, it is. Okay, what you say? Okay, what you say? Okay, what you say? What you say? You know what I'm saying? so why you leave Emily alone? Emily messes with me all the time. You know what I mean? She said it. She said, I close my eyes and say, don't let me know when you stick me. Oh, nasty ass buzzer. Vixen! Friday night. Living it up. Oh, yeah. Friday night. The beauty I can. Dana told my son, I'd rather sip wine. Like, yeah, you ain't got to smoke the weed. I'll sip wine. Alcohol is a very, very manly drug. That's a very manly drug. Make a woman slap a nigga. Pussy! Fuck out of here. You act like a little old bitch. Go get my tampons for me. Now you use one. Use it. Yeah, no, and you using the tampons too. That's right. Insert. This tea has dandelion in it. It has red clover and it has a mullein. It was good as shit too. That shit works too. What's up now, mother? Bow! I'm just going to sit this right here. Just add it right there. Emily told us to thank you, Taki. You see, he made me curse. TK writes how it's an effect. Talk to text. No, I still said, when the effects affect them. Yeah. There you go. This is fun. This is good. This is good Friday night banter. All right. Brandy says, true. My nursing instructor is so hard on the five black students compared to the other 35 whites in the class. She says we gotta be 10 times as better than them. And we do. We do. Shoot, the dumbest white person think they better than the richest or smartest black person. Like, I ain't dumb compared to you. Not dumb compared to you. Smarter than you. All right. And that says, I think that the older I get, the more pain I feel. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. Well, you was born in the fall. Maybe you're an autumn chicken. November 11th, baby. November 11th. Scorpio. Scorpio. It's coming now. What? That's right. You can move if you want to move. What does it prove? It's here like the groove. You're right. That's right, Chuck. The inability to produce generational wealth isn't being discussed like it needs to be with my broke ass. Couching says, Omar, that's why I love my truck. That's right. That's why your man love his truck, too. You know what I mean? You can't drive a truck. You know what I mean? You driving a man car, and he running around here in an Altima. I'm like, yeah, but it's the 3.5. It got dual exhaust. It got the same engine as a Max. No, it don't. Yes, it do. No, it don't. Yes, it do. No, it do. I pay good money. Maxima costs more, but it's bigger than money. How? Cuz. How? Cuz. How? Cuz. Get him a tampon! Get him a tampon! Get him a tampon! Around an Altima, not a Mac. Yo, take that motherfucker to the dealer. I ain't driving that small fast car and I can't feel him. What the hell is going on? He was born to be a man, but he won't take a stand. He let his jail cuss him out. Not that no other man get cussed out. But the way it goes down, he driving around in that shit and it sounds like he need to get his wrist right. That shit be falling in the middle of the night. His wrist fall down. His wrist fall down. His wrist fall down. All fall down. All fall down. His wrist fall down. Yo, pick it up. His wrist fall down. Yo, pick it up. Wrist fall down. Go pick it up. Wrist fall down. Go pick it up.
I'm on the phone, damn it. What?
What? Yo, man, we just had to clear the air. Listen, we ain't gonna talk about men driving Ultimas after this. That's it. We done killed that shit. You know what I mean? The plane went down. Everybody died. Yo, it's Aaliyah in this. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this Buddy Holly in the. Hey, yo, this Otis Redding. Hey, yo, this Corey Lytle. Hey, yo, this Kobe Bryant in it. Hey, yo, this Ron Brown. The plane went down like his wrist went down. Plane went down like his wrist went down. Plane went down like his wrist went down. Yo, the wrist went down. How the fuck that sound? Yo, your wrist goes down, but you got your wife. What kind of fuck shit is that in your life? Yo, you gotta do better for the kids out here. You gotta show a better example, nigga. You scared to be a real man? Yo, the M-A-N. You gotta take a stand. Yeah. All right, yeah, let's do the birthday shout out. Get the fuck on the body here, man. I mean, I had a lot more to talk about. Carol Jane was talking about the, for the record, I want to publicly say I can't stand you. She lied like a motherfucker. Yeah, that lady do damn near anything for me. Yo, she lied. What a beauty, I cannot see chicks get him a tampon driving an Ultima instead of a Max. What the fuck is going on? Yo, this is his birthday shout out, Stat. He's getting the fuck up out of here like Emily said, man. You know what I mean? Emily said, all right, shut it down. It's all right, oh. It's okay, baby. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. October 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make it feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, Shakira Garner, turning 39 years old today. Last year of your 30s, hold on to it. Oh, yeah, very, very tight. And LaVita Cameron, happy birthday to you. And Christina De La Cruz, turning 47 years old today, and Latricia Morales, turning 57 years old today. Feliz cumpleaños, Señorita Morales, and Anita Daly, turning 27 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin', and Larita Wilson, turning 63 years old today, and Yolanda Wembley. Go get a Yolanda Wembley, you know what I'm saying, fresh out of KC Mo. Happy birthday to you. And Leah Ferguson Wagner turning 41 years old today. And Nellie Barber turning 42 years old today. And my girl, you know what I'm saying, straight out of Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, turning 30 years old today. Cat C. Baby. That was my girl. When I worked up North Jersey in the warehouse, she was a QC. QC personnel. She was real good, too. I mean, miss her. Happy birthday to you, Kat. And last but not least, comedian Daryl Monroe, professionally known as Simply D. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. October 23rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo. All right, so we talk about high threshold for our pain. A lot of other cultures really just don't think that we feel any pain, and I'm not doing us any favors because I'm over here laughing and joking and talking about these old soft ass niggas driving around in Altimas instead of a Maxima, Altimas instead of the Maxima, the Altima instead of the Maxima, they get the Maxima and not the Altima. I ain't helping, but I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's me and you, and we talking, and we relating, and we just talking to each other and putting each other down and shit. But black people do feel pain. And although we won't allow the pain to stop us, whether we are fighting for our freedom, fighting for our justice, fighting for our advancement, or fighting literally for our lives. You know, when we get sick, you know what I'm saying? You know, many of y'all have witnessed a person deteriorate through cancer, you know, when they were receiving their chemo treatments and, you know, they got real thin or whatever. We watch people die. And, you know, when we watch that, and we don't really know how much pain a cancer patient goes through before they are relieved of their pain and they transition. But you can best believe it's some shit. And y'all know that black people be contracting cancer. Y'all know. Come on, man. The war has been waged against us a long time ago. And many of us, we have many, many casualties to speak of. And that's just what it is, who it is, how it go, what it do. Last, he who. Are you well, man? You look sick or under the weather. He ain't see what I was doing a few minutes ago now, did he? Plus, he don't know about this hot shit that I put all up in me. Yeah, I got a little sweat, but ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm good, but I appreciate the concern. Yeah, I'm sick. This is my tongue was COVID. There's a problem that I was sick. That's not COVID. I'm good. I'm saying, I got a good tongue. I'm good. You know what I mean? Everything good. I appreciate it. Look, Carol, motherfuckers don't be knowing how hard I'm working on this show and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's okay. No sick person do that kind of shit. All right, y'all. All right, listen, we be back on tomorrow, 11 a.m. So be back here 11 a.m. We get it over with, get it in and get it done in the morning before y'all go ahead and get y'all day started and do the damn thing, man. I appreciate y'all. Yo, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitation, and love you right back to life. You know, I'm going to say something that I don't normally say. Make sure if you haven't registered to vote, make sure that you register to vote. You know what I mean? I'm going to let y'all know this. You know why voting is important? Because white people would not be trying to stop black people from voting if the shit didn't matter. It's a power move. I mean, if you don't understand shit, just think of that. You think that they would keep certain people from voting if the vote didn't matter? Now, it may not matter to us in terms of repairing our condition or putting us in a position to advance. Yeah, it may not affect us in that way. However, you cannot win a game that you don't even play. And you can't expect to play a game at a high level if you don't understand the rules. So think about it. Voting was restricted to only white men before. Nothing but white men. Not even white women were permitted to vote. And you know black people were definitely not permitted to vote. So with certain people trying to suppress the vote, that should let you know right then, like, yo, yeah. Yeah, let me exercise my right to do this. But vote the right way. I'm not going to tell you what candidate to vote for. I'm only going to tell you which one not to vote for. And that's the motherfucker that's already president. Fuck him. Yes, I'm sorry, y'all. I don't have what it takes to not be biased. I play sides all the time, too. all this. I don't give a fuck. So think about it. They have tried to suppress your vote, to discourage you from voting. They have actually killed your ancestors for trying to vote, just for trying to vote, as if that vote was going to sway the outcome of the election. But maybe it does. Just think about it. Maybe it does. Having the right to vote may be the only thing that gives you any type of equality in this world. So if you haven't registered to vote or you don't think that it's important, I advise you to take a deeper look into that. Research on your own, though. You don't have to take my word for it. And as a matter of fact, I would encourage you not to take my word for it. Look it up, research it for yourself, and you let me know. Like I said, there was a time not so long ago when you and your ancestors were not allowed to vote, not permitted to vote, and even their white women, not black women, not Hispanic women, not Asian women, not any other women, but white women were not allowed to vote. They had to fight for their right to vote. And when you think about it, that worked, that served them pretty well, didn't it? Look at the power that women in general had as far as influencing the vote. You got to take your power wherever you can get it, baby. High threshold for pain, we don't need it. High threshold for pain, we don't need it. High threshold for pain, we don't need it. You cut us and we be bleeding. So we're going to get on up out of here. All right. Blog Talk, I'm going to holler back, get with you. And we out. And all my...